you're here. Fellowship's real. Knowing you're near.
Happy New Year, listening friend. This is usually where I come in, but in this new year of 2017, I'm going to play this whole opening song for you by the Neelands. We're glad you're here. And then launch into the first historic broadcast from the Great News Radio Center of Mark and Friends on this Monday, January 2nd, 2017. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's Monday, January 2nd, 2017. Is your new year off to a great start? I sure hope so. But if not, I think after today's broadcast, you're going to be blessed and encouraged for a variety of reasons. And I'm very excited. This is the first official interview at the Great News Radio Center in our new studio location. So I'm getting adjusted to having a special guest in the studio with me and getting everything set up and the microphones all working, and Lord willing, you're hearing my voice nice, clean, and clear, and I'll formally introduce our special guest in just a minute, but I do want to point out, in less than 20 days, actually on Friday, January 20th of this month, we're going to have our grand opening open house at Lincoln Square in Unit 112. That's the new center for the Great News Radio studios and offices and our meeting gathering place, and so you're all invited, and you might say, but Mark, what time on that Friday? It's going to be 4 to 8 p.m. And then if you can't make it on Friday, we're going to have it again on Saturday. So you can come both days or one or the other, but it'll be on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we'll have snacks and treats and prizes and some special guests and live music, some giveaways, and we'll make it fun and festive, and it'll be great fellowship. So plan on joining us for our grand opening open house here at Lincoln Square in Unit 112, right across from the food court. And you can't miss our our location because we have two big bay windows in the front, and they're filled with Great News Radio materials and tote bags and signage and other things. So stop by on the 20th or 21st, but more to say about that in the coming days. But let me give you a little background on the special guest. We're both excited because we feel God's at work. You've heard me use that word, orchestrating things. God has a tendency when you walk in his ways and according to his will, he just presents certain different things that I think he wants to accomplish. And one is having you be healthy. And so we're going to be talking about that in the coming days, how to be healthy through proper breathing, through mobility and movements, through nutrition and some other things. But how it all started, a few weeks back, I was hosting a conversational English class here at our center, and an individual walked by and we kind of made eye contact, and I think he walked into the center and we started talking. And because I was in the midst of things, I was a little short. I just have a few more minutes, but we started talking and he said, I've written a few different books and I'd like to talk more. I think the Lord is leading us to maybe collaborate and do something together. So subsequently, a week or so after that, we met up again and talked some more. And then the other day, he and another colleague, who's a nutritionist specialist and is sought after around the world to speak on nutrition, we all met up and prayed up and talked. And we come to the conclusion that God is leading us to start a wellness program, if you will, maybe something that would be called Wellness Tuesday. We'll talk some more about that through this interview. In fact, in just a minute, I'll introduce him, but I'm setting the groundwork because I think Dr. Zacharias is going to be an integral part of this ministry and a new thing that God is doing through Great News Radio. But he and his friend, who's a PhD with a background in nutrition, he, Lord willing, will be tomorrow's special guest. But these two are going to collaborate with Great News Radio, and we're even talking about offering some wellness consultations here in our center, and we'll keep praying that up. So I ask for you to be praying how God would use Wellness Tuesday on subsequent Tuesdays to talk about how to get the most out of life, not only spiritually, walking faithfully, following the Lord Jesus Christ, but taking care of your body, that holy temple. So with that all said, my special guest in the studio, you might be familiar with the last name, Zacharias, as Ravi Zacharias is a host on the programming lineup, but this Zacharias also is from the same province, correct, in India, where Ravi Zacharias is from. And I think you said you may have known him?
Yes, long time.
For a long time. This is Dr. Professor Alex Rama Zacharias, and we're growing in our friendship. And let me read a little about this individual who's not only an author, but I learned moments ago, a songwriter. And I loved how he shared. He was playing his ukulele.
Yes.
And he said, I'm not a singer or a son of a singer, or I'm not a musician or a son of a musician, but he strummed his ukulele and he was entertaining me and really blessing me. And he derived or created this song, I think you referenced a couple psalms or a psalm.
117.
Psalm 117?
The shortest psalm in the Bible.
Anyways, I'm being thoroughly blessed, and I think you will be too, as he shares some of his faith journey and some of his expertise with writing these two books, Let's Move Mindfully and Let's Breathe Mindfully, Intentional Slower Breathing for Activities of Daily Living. Alex and Prima Zacharias, now Prima's his wife, Alex Rima Zacharias and his wife Prima strive to be professionally competent, socially relevant, and spiritually alive in their roles as physicians, teachers, and researchers. To do this, they share the philosophy of thinking globally and acting locally. I love that. Both retired in 2000 and moved to the United States, where their three children and families are. They have resided in Urbana, Illinois since 2005. Alex is involved in the wellness program focusing on the baby boomers and beyond in many local churches and some nursing homes here in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. Currently, Alex is the CEO of Compassion Now Network for All International, based out of Urbana, Illinois. Since 2013, Alex has been producing a weekly program with Peter Schneider that is being filmed by Urbana Public Television called Breaking News in Wellness and Health, which is filmed in an Indian language, Malayalam.
Good. And that is Rabbi Zechariah's native tongue.
Okay. And then also in Mandarin,
yes,
through the health
and
news.
And in Spanish.
And in Spanish. And all those are ongoing. And he puts his talents as a ventriloquist into these programs. A little humor there. Very good. Well, I have two other readings that I want to share with our Great News Radio listeners. But maybe from your point of view, you're walking by the Great News Radio Center a couple weeks back, and did you feel a nudging of the Lord, or you were inquisitive, or what brought you to our center here?
This is amazing. As I was just in front of that, I've never seen that board before, and I said, then the nudging and the little inner voice, which clearly said, go in. You know, it's just sensing in your spirit.
Sure, sure.
And so just go in. And I came in, and here is a person smiling from ear to ear and radiating joy and inner peace. And I immediately felt at home, and that is none other than Mark. Nothing but totally immersed in the joy of the Lord. So we just clicked.
Yeah, yeah. When we started talking, and you had a few of your books, and I started talking a little more about that, and I said, well, let's just pray about what God might do, because after I learned of your faith journey and some of your spiritual walk, I thought, oh, I could easily do an interview with this individual. I know our listeners will be blessed by his story. And then learning that you've served over 100,000 patients in India, in the United States, in Hong Kong, knowing that you have a real heart for people to experience wellness, not just physically, but spiritually too. And then also that you didn't have any ulterior motives. And you and I talked about that for a while. You're not getting me involved in a multi-level marketing scheme or wanting to make a fortune or use my contacts. You know, you had a real heart for, I just want to serve the Great News Radio listeners. And we've talked about some of your missionary work and some of the other ways you've served the kingdom at large. And so we continued to talk some more. And I thought today, what I would have you do is share a little of your testimony and faith journey, and then as we continue to pray up, maybe Wellness Tuesday, a new program concept we're thinking through, and how to offer maybe some Great News Radio wellness consultations, because you're a doctor, a professor, a researcher, you've worked in a number of hospitals,
MD,
and so
a physician.
And a physician, and so there's some things that you can do or recommend, especially with breathing and exercises. I know the other day when you came in and you were waiting for me, you're actually outside, you had your little
peddler.
I don't know what that thing was, but it was working your legs. So that's maybe an exercise that you would share with our listeners and so forth. But before that, let me read a little story, because it's just a few days removed from a year ago, the 1 year anniversary of a miraculous work that God did. But as I'm going to read this to our listeners, we're going to also have to reference back to like two or three other times that the Lord saved your life or sought fit to keep you alive because he had plans and purposes for you. And so I guess I'm sharing that because there's a listener today, Dr. Alex, that maybe wonders, why are they alive? What's the meaning of life? Maybe they don't seemingly have any purpose, or they're not a doctor or physician, or they haven't lived out their dream, and so maybe they're a little discouraged. And so as we know, God has a plan and purpose. If anyone's alive and they're listening today, God's work is unfinished.
Yeah.
God wants to do something in and through them this very day, this week, maybe next month, maybe it's in 10 years.
Yes.
But if they're tuned in and they have life, then God has them around for some reason. And that's been very true of you. And this is a little recap that I think your daughter, Lena, wrote, and it puts together this one-year anniversary of your healing.
She's a family physician.
And she's a family physician, in fact.
In Urbana.
You might have to help me with some of these wordings, because she writes it from a physician's point of view. But it's a short little reading, about six paragraphs. So listen to this unique work of God in Dr. Alex's life. And the beginning of this is from Dr. Alex. December 28th through the 31st is the first anniversary of the Lord raising me up from the operation trolley to set me free from major cancer adrenal surgery in Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Psalm 119:23. And then Dr. Alex mentions, see below, because this is some of the story that his daughter Alina recaps. 51 days of living with a diagnosis of right adrenal cancer by 12 experts, reversed and cured in 3 days, and the Zacharias are home in Urbana, Illinois, to give all the glory and honor to God on their 51st wedding anniversary on December 31st, 2015. Amen. And this is the summary that Alina, Dr. Alex's daughter, recently sent out as a Happy New Year. Happy New Year! Mama, Papa, and I came to St. Louis, Missouri on December 28th for the right adrenal mass removal surgery scheduled on December 29th at Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. This mass was found during a routine ultrasound exam by Dr. Kim Mammen in CMC. What's CMC stand for?
Christian Medical College.
Christian Medical College, Ludhiana, where my dad was there on November 10th, and the day happens to be my eldest brother Alvin's 50th birthday. In the pre-op room prior to him going for surgery, the urologist came and said he went over the CT scan again with radiologists there and thinks it is renal artery aneurysm, not adrenal cancer. He canceled the surgery and ordered angiogram and consulted a vascular surgeon on that day, the 29th, was spent doing these tests. The next day, the 30th, the interventional vascular radiologist put a coil through a catheter through his groin and into the aneurysm and sealed it. At over 6 centimeters, it should have ruptured, but it did not. All this time is a miracle in itself.
Yes.
He was reverted from a major surgery to a minimal non-invasive surgery and is released today to go home, today being December 31st, on their 51st wedding anniversary. What a gift to receive. He has to be on no blood thinners and can resume normal activities in a few days. Praise the Lord. Our Lord has done this miracle, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Psalm 118, 23, love, Alina. Wow. I mean, this is just one of like 3 other stories, but maybe let's just start here and then work backwards. Now, it's a little over a year ago. You know, you've been an accomplished physician, researcher, cancer specialist, 100,000 plus patients you've seen. You've dedicated your life to the Lord many years ago. You're now living here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. So all this was like a year ago.
Yes.
And you saw this miraculous healing.
Yes.
So you obviously had been praying about it.
Yes.
What did these like 12 experts that said you had cancer and we needed the surgery, I mean, were they mystified? Did you say, well, I serve a great God? I mean, what was the conversation when you were released, realizing that you didn't have cancer and that you were going to live a productive life for maybe many more years?
Of unbelief, a look of surprise and wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately gave all glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Lord. Right throughout, and all glory to him.
And it's not the first time he's saved your life.
No.
And so maybe I think in future Tuesdays when I have you on, we can talk about some of these other stories. But how about sharing a little of that faith journey that you had? Because I think it was a Billy Graham crusade.
Yes.
Where you came into contact with the truth of the Bible, that the Lord Jesus Christ cared about you, that he was the sovereign Lord, but that you needed to be saved. So
yes.
What was that like growing up in India and then that Billy Graham crusade? How old were you when you attended?
That was the second year in medical school. And prior to that, I was brought up in a priestly family, Anglican priests. And so right from my childhood, I have been raised on scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the regular food and scripture memorization. So my mother, who brought I'm the youngest, mm-hmm. of the 3 boys, and she brought us up as a single mother. I was born in Borneo, which is now Malaysia, mm-hmm. in 1939, August 13th, during World War II. And my mother and we 3 boys were put in a ship and sent back to India, while my father had to stay back to look after the Burma Shell Company oil installation in Burma. But he's a victim of the war, and I'll tell that story later. So right from the beginning, I had a scriptural and a spiritual atmosphere. But it was when I was 17 years old, as a second-year medical student, that I publicly, in a Billy Graham crusade, gave my life in public. And then just as I am, without one plea, walk forward. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, my future wife was also saved in that same meeting.
Wow. Now, did you know each other at the time?
No.
And then how much later after that meeting did you connect and then fall in love?
No, we were classmates. So I had seen her in the class. But then when I saw her giving her life too, then that was the beginning of the Lord bringing us together and keeping us together now 52 years.
Wow, Dr. Alex, there's so much more to the story. Reading through your two books, Let's Move Mindfully and Let's Breathe Mindfully. And I think there's another piece of literature I have that's about improving your balance. Improve now, your balance prevents falls later. Bolt. Balance one leg trial. So we'll need to talk a little about that. And as I mentioned on the front end of this broadcast, that we're praying through this Wellness Tuesday concept. And I hope to maybe have Jim Painter, Dr. Jim Painter, PhD, who is a nutrition consultant. And just recently, I think, released or is finishing the work on a new book that's all about nutrition. And
that's Let's Eat Mindfully.
Let's Eat Mindfully. So I think we're going to have you back for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends and talk some more about some of your faith journey and some of the things that you feel that you can be helpful for the Great News Radio listener for some free wellness consultations, and we'll figure out a time and set that up in the coming days where some of our listeners can maybe stop by and meet with you, and maybe we can even have some copies of your books here available. In case you just tuned in with me in the studio here, our first ever broadcast at the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square is Dr. Professor Alex Rama Zachariah. He lives here in Urbana and has seen 100,000 plus patients serving in hospitals in India, in the U.S., and in Hong Kong. Has a great faith journey. Wait till you hear these three other stories of how God preserved his life so that he could meet up with you, our Great News Radio listeners, today and in the days ahead. So I hope your new year is off to a great start and we can be a part of your everyday listening activities. So be sure to dial in one of our four frequencies. And if you're new to this radio ministry, get in touch with us and we'll send you a welcome packet. You can contact us at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Or write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And again, put on your calendar January 20th or the 21st as the Great News Radio Grand Opening Open House. More to say in the coming days, but we can't wait to show you our new studio facility here at Lincoln Square and the unique ways that God will use the center to his glory in the days ahead. Well, tune in again at the same time tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and we'll have more from Dr. Alex Zachariah and how Wellness Tuesday can come together for you in the days ahead. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.